As I mentioned, there was a growing sense of complacency as the nuclear arms race after the Partial Test Ban Treaty of 1963. There was also a diversion of energy thanks to the great popular concern about the Vietnam War, as well as a sense of exhaustion. That is, people can campaign for a cause and campaign fiercely for it only so many years, and then their normal lives begin to pull on them, or they simply become tired. And that feeling, I think, was exacerbated when it came to something as shocking and as horrifying as the bomb, because it's particularly difficult to confront the prospect of a global Holocaust day after day, year after year. At a certain point, people have to turn to something else.
So the argument gets old, the protests get old after a while, and they just don't become as effective, I guess?
Right. Well, they fade. People stop turning out. People let their membership lapse in these groups, and they turn to something else. However, there was certainly a major revival of that movement in the late 1970s and especially early 1980s, when the renewed Cold War, when the hawkish Reagan administration coming to power frightened many people and convinced them that there was no reason to be complacent. Indeed, things were heating up once more, and it was time to get out in the streets and stop this slide toward Armageddon.
And with